Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Our new book, The Art of Business Wars, features stories and lessons from history's greatest business rivalries, with powerful insights uncovered through hundreds of episodes of Business Wars. Go to Wondery.com/The Art of Business Wars to order your copy now. From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Monday, June 7th. Happy Monday, everyone. A few weeks ago, we told you about the spiked seltzer craze. Cans of fruit-flavored hard fizzy water like White Claw and Truly are flying off the shelves. But the thing with these bubbly non-beer buzzmakers is that they're all kind of the same. Most have a sugar base and come in different fruit flavors that don't really taste like alcohol, but will still give you a buzz. Now that more people are accustomed to drinking out of cans, hard seltzers have paved the way for another alcohol market entrant. Canned cocktails. That's right. Mai Tais, margaritas, ginger highballs, all the classics are available in aluminum. Ready-to-drink cocktails are just 3% of U.S. spirit sales now, but they're also the fastest-growing alcohol category. They appeal to folks who are looking for a different taste or stiffer drink, according to CNBC. Canned cocktails typically have higher ABV, or alcohol by volume. Another report estimates that spirits-based ready-to-drink cocktails, or RTDs, grew almost 90% between 2019 and 2020. Some established players are drinking in the opportunity. Anheuser-Busch InBev, home to Budweiser, the king of beers, has made inroads in the canned cocktail market. The company's somewhat established in the space since it acquired craft distillery Cutwater Spirits 2 years ago. Cutwater makes tequila-based, vodka-based, and other canned cocktails, including a canned White Russian. AB InBev also invested in a distribution deal with Canteen Spirits earlier this year. Canteen makes a line of vodka sodas. Bank of America analysts identified AB InBev as one of the companies to watch in this space. The other was Diageo, which has tapped its well-known portfolio of liquor brands to create RTD options like Crown Royal ready-to-drink cocktails, Tanqueray crafted gin cocktails, and Ketel One botanical vodka spritz. In April, the company purchased RTD brand Loyal Nine cocktails, a line of spirits-based lemonades. Alcohol consumption overall spiked during the pandemic. People were at home and looking for a way to chill out from all that COVID-19 stress. That helped the RTD sector's fast growth, making cocktail hour, or hours, more convenient. Or to put it in the words of Fabrizio Zonini, president of AB InBev's Beyond Beer unit, quote, "Thank God we had Cutwater." Of course, canned cocktails typically aren't going to give you great moments in mixology. If you're throwing a few cans of Negronis in your cooler, you're probably opting for convenience over craft cocktail refinement anyway. But for those who want more alcohol by volume for a bigger buzz along with bolder flavors than lemon-tasting seltzer, the growing RTD segment already has many favorite drink options in the can. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written by Gwen Moran and produced by Jessica Yarmoski. Our executive producers are Jenny Lauer Beckman and Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wonder. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.